Good morning. It's 6th of June. Our New Testament reading today is Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book on the Hebrews. This section is a commentary particularly on verses 20 and 21 of our chapter, and it is headed Prayer for Readers. I read. The writer makes a petition for them, that God, who raised up Christ, would fit them to be Christ's associates. But it is so phrased that it gathers up much that has gone before. Now, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Isaiah, looking back at the Exodus, said, "Then he," that is God, "remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, 'Where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of the flock?'" That's from Isaiah 63, verse 11. That deliverance foreshadowed another, the two being often coupled together, and nowhere more definitely than in the Song of Moses and the Lamb. Now God had brought up from death the great shepherd, great in contrast to Moses, great in work accomplished. He is the good shepherd in the care of his sheep, as we read in John chapter 10. And the chief shepherd, compared with his brethren, whom he has made shepherds over the sheep in his absence, 1 Peter chapter 5. It is by the blood of the everlasting covenant that he has been raised from death. Paul has spoken of everlasting salvation in Hebrews 5 verse 9, everlasting redemption, 9 verse 12, everlasting inheritance, 9 verse 15, and now he describes a covenant as everlasting. This is the new covenant, the Abrahamic. The Lord himself established the connection between his work and the Abrahamic covenant when he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." He was the seed of Abraham and shares the blessing of the covenant through the ratification made in his own blood. We cannot separate Christ from his own sacrifice, neither can we separate his brethren from him in the need for it. Whether the reason for it is perceived or not, the fact here stated must be accepted. God brought Jesus up from the dead through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Then, make you perfect to do his will, links, as we have already seen, with the description of the preparation of the Lord for his work in chapter 10, verses 5 to 10. Equipment for obedience, God working in us that which is pleasing to him for Christ's sake, is the idea. A perfect cooperation between God and his children in the plan of reconciliation in his Son, that he may be glorified forever. And so the end is reached. Perhaps we can think of Paul here taking pen in hand and remembering the opposition there had been towards him and the difficulty they might have in accepting the teaching of the letter. He says, "And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words." And he concludes, "Grace be with you all. Amen." Thank you for listening.